Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com. That's world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I'm your host, Davey, and get ready to raise your vibration. Vibration Station, the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Once again, I'm your host, Davey, and prepare to expand your consciousness. Once again, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, abundance, and laughter from our hearts to yours here on LATalkRadio.com. We have a very, very special show lined up for you guys today. Now, as you know, Dave's Good Vibration Station is based off of, as I said, anything and everything to raise your vibration. What does this encompass? Creativity. Different ways of approaching the human experience that, I guess you could say, transcend the previous platform of healing, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, consciousness, expansion. We're just transcending all areas of the human experience through understanding how to approach consciousness in a more loving way. Now, people, we have a very special guests, should I say, for you guys today. I'd like to welcome to the show BioTouch author, Healing with the Power in Our Fingertips, Deborah Childhouse. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm great, Dave. How are you? And thanks for having me.
Thank you. And along with Deborah, I'd like to welcome, you could say, a catalyst, if you will, someone, another inspiration to the approach of healing in a transformed way, Paul Buckey. Welcome to the show, my friend. I love having you both here. I love your energies, and I love everything that you've done. Listeners, Paul, first of all, how are you doing today, brother?
Doing good, Davey. Thanks for asking.
Awesome, man. Of course. Absolutely. For the listeners that haven't already heard of BioTouch, Healing with the Power in Our Fingertips, I'm going to give you a quick little overview, but obviously we're going to let Deborah and Paul tell you what the foundation and the fundamental core purpose of this book is about. And I would even go as far to say that it's more along the lines of like a self-help, like Bible, like kind of like a life guide, if you will. Not in any religious terms, of course, but it's really like this book has helped me. I was talking to Deborah and Paul before the show had started. I was saying how, you know, I've experienced personally some emotional turmoil in my life, as we all do. That's why we're here in the human experience, to transcend the contrast and decide what we do want through the power of what we don't. But I really did establish some emotional turmoil, which manifested itself into painful, really painful physical pain in, ironically enough, my lower back, which we'll find out later, Paul experienced the same thing. So through the teachings of this book, I was able to literally guide my thoughts in a way that I never knew I was capable of guiding them. So I'm just going to get straight into it. I'll give you guys a quick just kind of intro of what the book is about, and then I really want to hear from Deborah and Paul about what the encompassing principle of this book is. So, you know, in BioTouch, healing with the power in our fingertips, you know, Barbara tells us the incredible real-life story of Paul Buckey and how he came to discover BioTouch after dealing with chronic back pain. That's why another reason why I resonated so deeply with this book. So in the tiny town of Mancos, Colorado, Buckey is first introduced to the practice of BioTouch by a chain-smoking, coffee-drinking man named Norman. After only two sessions, Bucky's pain completely disappeared. That was when he decided that it was his mission to learn this form of healing so he could be of better service to others. What a powerful decision to make in your life, Paul. Really, really powerful. You know, Barbara recounts Bucky's incredible journey in a thoughtful manner that is warm, funny, and touching. Her book offers readers a firsthand account of this exciting healing practice, which is sure to help those who may be needlessly suffering. You know, another thing is we're so quick to jump to a pain pill or a pharmaceutical or an antidepressant, or we're so quick to jump to an exterior solution when really, as we find out in this book, BioTouch, healing with the power in our fingertips, that the solution to all of our healing is inside. So enough of me rambling on. Let's get straight into this. Barbara and Paul, I got a couple questions for you. Why did, and we'll just start, you know, this can be directed to either of you. I'll address Barbara, and then Paul, if you want to jump in. I do have a couple questions that is directed for each of you guys. But if, you know, one or the other, it's interchangeable, jump in, say what you want to say, and just we'll inform the listeners truly about the power of this book and of what it's capable of accomplishing in consciousness. So, Barbara, why did in the 1980 movie Resurrection, starring Ellen Burstyn, have such an impact on you? You talk about this, and you talk about this being one of the inspirations for BioTouch, healing with the power in our fingertips. What was it in this movie that had the impact?
Well, thank you, Dave, and I didn't want to interrupt you, but my name is Deborah, not Barbara.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so...
But that's okay.
Deborah, that's I got to tell you.
It's close.
That's the worst thing I've ever done on radio, right there. I am so sorry, Deborah.
Well, if that's the worst, you're in good shape.
That's no, for darn sure.
I'll tell you this. I actually, oh my goodness, I feel terrible, and I am so embarrassed. And I'll tell you what I was doing. Oh, I am so sorry, Deborah. Deborah. I'm going to say it six times so I can take back it. I'm so sorry, Deborah.
Well, you know, everything you were saying was so awesome. I really didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh, my gosh. I feel terrible. Well, I was having a conversation with a Barbara earlier this morning. So, oh, my goodness. And I was reading over the notes. I'm so sorry, Deborah. You are you're a wonderful person for not interrupting me. But back to the question. Deborah,
yes.
Why did the movie Resurrection with Ellen Burstyn have such an impact on you? And what was it that triggered you to write this book?
Well, when I saw this movie in 1980, Ellen Burstyn played the role of a hands-on healer, and she was so incredible. The way she portrayed this healer, taking away people's pain and taking away their disease symptoms, it just knocked my socks off.
Wow.
And it really got my interest because some years earlier, when I was only 19 years old, I had suffered through two tragedies. My boyfriend had been killed in an automobile accident, and 6 months later, my father had died of a heart attack at the age of 56.
Oh, my goodness. Deborah, I am so sorry.
Thank you.
I am so sorry. Yeah.
And it was such a terrible time for me. And so when 1980 came along, and I was already, you know, happily married, I had met my amazing husband, and was raising our family, and everything was going well, but I was still, you know, I had this very dark place, obviously. And as I was watching this movie and seeing how this woman was helping these people, I was wondering, wow, if I had known something like that, you know, could I have helped my father or even my boyfriend,
wow,
or at least eased some of their pain? So I was very interested in the whole idea. And the next day I went to the bookstore, and, you know, there weren't a lot of books on hands-on healing in 1980, not like today, but I did find two, and I took them home and I studied up, and, you know, what they recommended was very difficult. They said you had to concentrate and center yourself and bring heat into your fingers and picture blue and green lights coming out of your fingertips. And I was like, wow, this is really hard. But I practiced on friends and family, and sometimes I was actually able to bring warmth in my hands and maybe take away somebody's headache or toothache. But usually my hands remained cold, and it was just too hard for me. And my hands remained cold when I really needed them the most to warm up, and that was to help my own daughter, who 6 years ago was suffering, with viral meningitis, and she was in terrible pain. And the doctors were trying all kinds of pain shots and painkillers, and nothing was helping. Mm. And I was trying so hard to bring warmth in my hands and touch her neck and touch her head, and that wasn't working. And it was a very frightening time, you know, to see your child in that kind of pain. And I felt so helpless and hopeless, and I never wanted to feel like that again. Luckily, she went on to recover, and she was back to her normal life, but I was forever changed.
Right.
I was determined that I was going to find a healing technique that I could depend on in case anything like that ever happened again. And ironically, a year before that, I had read an article online about BioTouch.
Wow.
And it was very interesting, but I was busy doing other things, so I printed it off and I threw the paper in a drawer. Well, now I got that piece of paper out, and I was like, okay, I got to figure out, what is this BioTouch all about? And as I read about it, it was, it just so happens that the BioTouch Center is here in Tucson where I live.
Beautiful.
And so I called up. They actually, it's a teaching foundation. The BioTouch organization is a nonprofit teaching foundation. And so I called up and I signed up to take a class, and I went there and took my first class. And at first I was really skeptical because, you know, the instructors were saying, oh, you know, anyone can do this. This is for everybody.
Wow.
It's easy to learn. And obviously, you know, it's inexpensive because, you know, the class was like $48 for 2 whole days.
That's amazing.
And they were saying you don't have to center yourself or have any special beliefs or have any special breathing, and you don't have to have any healing ability. And I thought, this is just too easy.
Right.
Well, by the end of that 2-day class, I knew I had found exactly what I was looking for in a healing technique.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like that's, you know, first of all, I'm so sorry to hear the contrast that you've experienced in your life. But at the same time, you know, and this kind of goes out to the listeners. I mean, everything we do obviously goes out to the listeners. You know, at the same time, I want to remind the listeners, just like with your life, would you agree that the most painful things that happened in your life brought you to the most peaceful conclusion that you could have imagined? Meaning, you know, through the power of the pain and your wanting to, you know, heal your daughter, which I couldn't even perceive. I don't have children, and, you know, I could only imagine. I know how much my mother loves me, and I could only imagine what she would do if something like that were to happen. So, first and foremost, that's a beautiful story. I mean, it touches my heart, and I'm sure that it touches the hearts of everyone that's listening. Along with that, I every time I hear an inspiring story like that, it just reminds me, no matter what is happening in your life, listeners, no matter what is happening in your life, use the contrast to pivot your energy, to pivot your focus and to pivot your attention. Attention creates momentum, which creates manifestation. In a way, just like Deborah did, of course, that will better the world. You are not a victim. There's no such thing as being victimized. You attract everything for a reason, right? So then we'll get into this a little bit more. Deborah, that's, I mean, just textbook beautiful. Just, I don't even know what to say because I... You know, taking, it's like the phoenix, you know, the ashes, you know, you're taking something that has been really detrimental and just terrible that most people would look at and almost break down. And then they would have to resort to seeing their own, you know, psychologist or seeking their own form of emotional stability when something like that happens. But instead, you went out and you were the warrior, you were the fighter in a spiritual way, and you said, you know, I'm going to learn how to heal in a powerful, productive way without any pharmaceuticals, which is, you know, exactly where our planet is heading in this new shift and this new wave of consciousness. So thank you. As I said earlier, you know, and I really want the listeners to know this, thank you from the bottom of our hearts here at the Vibration Station in LA Talk Radio. And this goes straight back to you as well, Paul, for dedicating your life to a purpose that serves mankind. That's just what this comes down to, is you've taken the contrast of your experience and decided to, instead of being the victim, you completely do the opposite of that energy and heal the world through your past pains. Paul, I got a question for you. What were your initial impressions of the BioTouch healing technique? So, you know, and actually, if you wouldn't mind, before answering that question, can you just expand a little bit on, you know, I was reading, you know, you had this back pain and you were, at the time, you loved to, you know, it says you were hippie-esque. That's the word that I've like, you know, you were into it. You know, the description says, fun-loving hippie, you know, Paul, and then he got this back pain. Can you expand a little bit on this, and then tell us what your initial impressions of the BioTouch healing technique was? Like, did you think, oh, this is not going to work, this is just another scam that people are trying to, or, you know, and then it eventually worked, because obviously it does work, or were you totally into it at first? Were you like, this is great, let's do it? What were your thoughts? How did you, you know, just talk to us about it, man. I'm really interested.
Yeah, well, you know, it was those days when, you know, we were playing hippie and living out on the land, and life was great, and you lived with the deer and the, you know, bathed in the river and all those kinds of neat things. And then we had to move into this little town in Colorado. It was a very conservative community. My wife and I were like the town hippies out of 900 people.
That's awesome.
And, and they accepted us because we were working hard and, you know, we weren't doing a lot of drugs and stuff. So yeah. They really liked us. And it was the kind of town where the local guys would say they were going to take the sheep shears out to cut my beard. And alfalfa sprouts in those days was called hippie chew. So, you know, that's sort of the kind of town it was. And so I moved into this town after living in this pristine area, and I really didn't want anything to do with anybody that was doing healing work, spiritual. I was burned out on the guru scene. If you had a title, I didn't want anything to do with it. If you had FBI, CIA, DO, DR,
yes.
MD, you know, and healers, you know, because mostly everybody said, follow me, I have the way.
Of course.
And then they put their hand out for a lot of money. So exactly. I pretty much tried for a year to do self-healing work.
Wow.
You know, I did all the right thought systems and the, you know, the right yoga postures and prayed to every guru I could think about, and I still had the pain. And so I created a spiritual problem. Not only did I have a back pain, now I had a spiritual problem because I must not have been good enough for God.
Wow.
Or good enough, yeah, I wasn't thinking positive enough.
Wow.
So I had this second problem after a year. And all the local folks were telling me about this guy doing healing work. And so, of course, you know, healing work, yeah, that was weird. But
right. But
it was such a conservative community. And this is back in the 80s. I thought, well, I don't know. So I'm on the way to the dump one day, and I see the guy in the woman's house that they told me he lived. He didn't have a telephone. And as the story goes, the truck drove me up the hill. But I get out of the truck, and there's an embankment, and on the top of the embankment, this guy standing there, and he looks like a guy in the 50s in the Navy. Big barrel chest, tight white T-shirt, rolled up sleeves, cigarettes in the pocket, grooming clean ducktail hairdo, and I thought, I'm in the wrong place.
Right.
I said, I'm looking for a guy doing healing work. And he says, well, that's me. My name's Norman. I said, well, I have a back problem. Do you think you can help? And he said, sure, come on up to the house.
Wow.
And we go up the stairs. We get to the sliding glass doors, and we open the doors, and I'm inundated with smoke.
Wow.
And by the time I could see through the smoke, here's his wife with a bouffant hairdo, lots of makeup, tight jeans, and pouring coffee for him and her. It turns out they're chain smokers and coffee drinkers from 6 a.m. to midnight.
That's
and,
great.
And I sat down at the kitchen table, and inside I said, this is impressive. I'm impressed. There was no pretense of healing. There was no whale music. There was no incense burning, no tingling cymbals. The soaps were playing on the TV. There was cookies on the counter.
Wow.
And it was just a very, very normal kind of a house. And after an hour of just sort of talking, he takes me into the room and he has me remove my shirt. And he touches me lightly with the index and middle finger of his hands, very lightly on the skin like a butterfly landing on you.
Wow.
And he lays me down on my tummy and he does some points on the back, because we do points on the body. And pretty soon I hear the door close and I assume he's done, and I go out there and we just start talking about all kinds of stuff. And finally I said, well, what'd you do? And he said, well, I just touched. And I said, well, what should I expect have happened? And he said, oh, whatever. I said,
really?
Okay, should I come back? He says, yeah, if you want. And I'm like, okay. So the kicker question was, so how much do I owe you? And he went, oh, no, we don't charge.
Oh, wow.
And the light bulb just went off. I was like, here was a man and a woman who were available 24/7. People would come there at 2 in the morning with migraines, and they never asked people for anything. So you'd find $20 on the toilet seat. You'd find a can of coffee under the bed, a pack of cigarettes. People would bring food, and they'd come from all over the Four Corners area. And you'd have people sitting in this house who normally wouldn't talk to each other. And finally, one of the old timers said to me, you know, Norman and Carol brought love to the Mancos Valley.
Wow.
And that's when the light bulb went off. And after, you know, it was like, oh my gosh, you know, here I'd been searching for this thing called love through all the different philosophies and practices. But here it was in this little town through a touch. And that's when I said, you know, to Norman and Carol, we need to get this out to the public.
Yes.
And the short of that story is, you know, my back pain was gone after two sessions. And I just kept hearing one story after another of people getting better just with a light touch and with no belief system and no philosophy and no just having to be a human being and just wanting to help somebody.
That's, I mean, Paul, thank you for sharing that story. And thank you for being willing enough to, you know, want to find pretty much a channel for people to heal in an energetic way without, I think, you know, probably the most shocking part was when you said, how much do I owe you? And he's like, no, we don't do that here. That transcends, you know, obviously the modern expectation, the traditional expectation. But what that does even more is I would even say it validates, you know, this gentleman's ability to really, without any loose ends of expectation, just give his loving light to you. Just give his ultimate vision of your health through his touch. So, two sessions. It only took two sessions for your back pain to go away. And how, what was the duration of this back pain? Like, how long did you have this pain for?
Oh, I had it for over a year.
Wow. That's absolutely
I had it for
amazing.
Over a year.
That's absolutely
and
amazing.
And it was just too sad. And actually what started to happen was the back actually started to adjust itself. So, I mean, even though the pain was gone, we kept on working because it's a great maintenance program, too. And so my back actually started to realign itself.
Wow.
And I had a development of a whole new structure, which sometimes was sort of, you know, a little discomforting, But, I mean, what I came away with was sort of a whole new structure of body. And the nice thing about it was, you know, it wasn't just something that Norman could do to me. He actually, when I said to him, we need to get this out to the public, that was how we created our first teaching of other people doing BioTouch, because anybody can do it. There's no level of healers. Everybody's affected. And it's humanity's gift, and they just need to reclaim it.
You couldn't have said that more beautifully. You know, Deborah, do you find that our society is kind of like, you know, I have my own philosophies, and I don't even want to go and say conspiracies, but I almost think that there is an agenda with the big pharmaceutical companies, right? We've all heard big pharma, you know.
Sure.
We're all familiar with the relationship that big pharma has with, you know, certain other governing forces, whether they're outspoken or not, whether they're disclosed to the collective or not, isn't really what's important. It's what's going on behind the scenes that we don't know about, what's actually going into these medications that are being just flooded into the public. With your ability to literally, you know, transcend all that and see the human body as a vibrational vessel, as a vibrational vehicle, and with Paul's willingness to allow himself to heal, it's like a, you know, you guys have pretty much come together and proven that this is no longer just like, you know, oh, you know, yeah, let's light some incense and let's turn on the whale music and that, you know, we need to require that, even though, you know, those frequencies and the incense and that, they could all stimulate senses, which could be very healing, but these aren't necessities which kind of come with the traditional idea of, you think of a healer, automatically you think of, you know, crystals hanging from the room and just like you said, like whale 432 music, you know, and all that. So that's really beautiful. Deborah, in the simplest of terms, what is BioTouch and how is it different from other hands-on healing methods?
Well, what it is you take the first two fingers of each hand and you lightly touch, like a butterfly on the skin, very specific points on the body, on someone else's body. And the combination of this light touch and the specific points seems to enhance the body's own healing ability. And it reduces inflammation. It brings down pain levels, stress levels, and it alleviates symptoms of disease. And very importantly, it leaves people feeling relaxed and cared for. And so what this is, you know, you work on your friends, you work on your family, your neighbors, and they can work on you. The power is in our fingertips. You don't have to go find a guru of some kind to, you know, to go be healed by. And that's the beauty of this. So, you know, the vision for BioTouch is to see people all over the world entering into a community of healing each other, making each other feel better around the world. That's our ideal. And the way it's different from other alternative healing techniques is just that it is that simple. We don't put a label on it that it's meridians or that it's chakras or that it's energy medicine. We don't say any of that. We just say this is a person touching another person on these specific points, and it's human touch, and you don't have to do anything else. I mean, I could be thinking about this cute pair of shoes that I saw on sale at Macy's yesterday.
I could be touching
you, and I could be making you feel better. I don't even have to be concentrating. And I mean, come on, how easy is this? I don't want to work that hard.
It's amazing.
This is great. This is for everybody. And in the book, I wrote it for everybody, too, because I wanted not just to appeal to the people who are already open to alternative healing methods, but maybe people who had never considered an alternative healing method. BioTouch is also a fabulous complement to modern, you know, mainstream medicine. Anything that you're doing, it will actually enhance. And so that's the thing, you know, to get people to realize that, you know, you've got it already.
So true. And, you know, I think that that's kind of part of the reason why our society has become a little out of touch with their energetic body, with their vibrational presence, if you will. You know, we do things out of action. We do things action-based as opposed to how does this make me feel, right? We're so quick to jump to, well, what do I have to do to get the task done? Or what do I have to do to get myself better as quickly as I possibly can? Instead of, what can I do to make myself feel as great as I possibly can in this moment, which inevitably will lead me to my path of health? So your approach is one of sensitivity, is one of compassion, is one of true, I mean, what you do is the essence of what true healing is. You know, I truly believe that human beings are here on this earth to learn how to heal themselves. We didn't come here, we didn't manifest in these bodies to just decide that we're going to zone out on painkillers all day. That was not when we're in the non-physical, the astros, whatever plane you think, you know, you want to think we go to after the physical body has had its experience. You know that we didn't come into these beautiful vehicles to decide to just zone out if we have some pain and then get hooked on these medications that inevitably end up ruling our lives. I mean, I've seen so many people that I love, you know, they'll have pain. Some of it is extremely exacerbated and really bad pain, and some of it is minor, but they all seem to go to the same conclusion, which is I go to the doctor, I get prescribed, a pill or a patch, you know, even the physical therapy. It's all well and good, but you're not being conscious of the energy that is moving through your body. And Deborah, that is exactly what you're bringing to the collective consciousness. And Paul, that is exactly what you're bringing to the collective consciousness as well. Something that I want the listeners, just so they have kind of an understanding of the relationship here. Are you and Paul kindred spirits? Obviously, you guys resonate with each other. You've co-created a really, really powerful platform for people to heal in a new way. What brought you guys together? Are you kindred spirits? And if so, how so? How is that?
Well, what happened? Wait, you want me to answer, Paul?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, you know, basically really what happened was when, I became a certified practitioner of BioTouch, and that means that I could actually volunteer at the center here in Tucson. Not only do we, give classes and teach people BioTouch, but people can come in and they can have BioTouch sessions by practitioners, and they're free of charge.
That is amazing.
Here at the center.
That's amazing.
It is.
You're transcending. You are transcending. I love you guys. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go on.
It's donations only. Paul's been doing this for 25 years.
Wow.
This is an organization that's never been in the red.
Wow.
You know, people come in, they leave what they can in terms of donations. And it is a beautiful organization. And and I was so intrigued by it and so amazed by it that I wanted to take an additional class. And then there is an internship program if you want to volunteer, join the staff of volunteers at the center. Everybody's a volunteer in this organization.
Wow.
And I wanted to do that. And so I started to, go through this internship program.
Yes.
And then I was a certified practitioner, and I worked for about a year at the center. And Paul and I were at the center one day, and he said to me, you know, I wish somebody would write the book about BioTouch. It's been around 25 years, but you know, so many people don't know about it. And all of a sudden, bam, I just knew I had to be the one to write this book.
Yes.
I had, in that year, I had already so many amazing experiences, and right before my eyes, I had helped so many people with this simple touch technique. It transforms lives, and it certainly had transformed mine and Paul's. And so I wanted to, you know, write the book and write about my experiences and about Paul's experiences, because I knew that he had such an unusual life. And so I started having him come over to my house once a week and interview him about his, you know, life. He'd been on a spiritual path since he was 5 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to know more. And as he was telling me about his life, I was amazed, because I was finding out that, you know, he and I didn't know each other. We didn't live near each other all these years. But our lives had been on parallel paths through
uh-huh.
all of these decades. And we both had met up at the BioTouch Center, and it just, the more we learned, and we were both so surprised, because I had a very traditional life, and his was anything but traditional, yet, you know, we'd had these similar experiences. We came together there at the center, and so, yeah, I really felt that we were kindred spirits, or, you know, soul siblings of some point. Yes, definitely.
Wow. That's powerful. Paul, do you have anything else to chime in on that?
Oh, I love her story about it. Yeah, it's, you know, just, you know, to the point, like in the book, she talks about the different times where I actually, you know, yelled at her for playing with a thermostat, and so all those little things that siblings can do with one another. But in the end, there's just this deep love and this deep commitment to get this gift back to humanity.
Yeah. Yeah, see, you guys are just beautiful people. That's just amazing. That's I'm telling you, you know, I know you guys know what I'm referring to when I say, you know, the shift in consciousness that's happening on our planet. I mean,
right.
we've never seen such, you know, clean energy. So many companies that are now investing in clean energy. You know, how many solar panels now do you see on roofs of houses? I mean, there's, you know, I live in a beautiful area in Los Angeles called Topanga Canyon, and it's, they have a couple houses, well, more than a couple, have windmills, you know, in their front yard. I just think that's the coolest thing, you know. And like, you know, 10 years ago they didn't have it. Like, yes, it was available, but people weren't thinking as consciously and as deliberately as they are. And I really do accredit it to people like you, Deborah and Paul, that have dedicated your lives to, you know, enlightening the world on new ways of healing. And another thing that is so, just so powerful is the fact that, you know, here you are. You obviously, there's an investment to, you know, write this book, to host a platform for people to come to a center and, you know, heal. But you don't ask for anything. You give without the expectation of receiving. And in return, you're completely taken care of. As you said, you know, this organization's never been in the red, or never been in the black, which is the most
red.
Never been in the red. We want to be in the black. We've never been in the red.
Right.
Sometimes when
red,
I think of
black, it's all the same.
Yeah.
You know that.
Right.
Sometimes when I think of black, it like brings up this like odd connotation. I'm like, but wait, no, red's the
right. Right. Exactly.
Right. So we'll call it green and red. How's that? Because green's the power of healing, or the color of health. So
we've always paid the bills. How's that?
That's beautifully said. Beautifully said. And that in and of itself, your life experience. See, you know, I host this show to bring people like you guys to spread to the world, so other people can get inspired and hear that it is possible to, number one, heal yourself through the power of your own touch, the power of your own thoughts, and the power of your own belief in yourself. And number two, that if you have a dream or a passion, anything that inspires you, you can do it as long as you do it from a pure and centered place. Just like you guys do, give without the expectation of receiving, and you will receive more than you ever expected on receiving in the first place. It's just so, such a powerful concept, and you guys are living, breathing, moment-to-moment proof of it. people. It exists. Just follow your hearts. Do what brings you the most joy and use the contrast of your life experience to guide you to your passions, just like Deborah and Paul did. Okay, now I'm going to get into a question that's a little thick and dirty, all right? Have you and Paul ever had a major disagreement? Has there ever been tension? Now, Paul, I remember you saying earlier that, you know, you'd get a little upset about touching the thermostat or if she does something like this. Because you are so kindred and, you know, that's, as you said, you know, spirits that you find, that you connect with, you consider like brothers and sisters. I have very close people that I consider my brothers and my sisters as well, that sometimes they do things that just kind of gets on my nerves and I'll get triggered really quick. Talk to me about that. Has there ever been anything that's come up? And if not, that's cool too. I'm just let's hear the dirt.
Well, the biggest fight we did
have. That was the one she wrote in the book.
Yeah, that's the major fight we had, the one over the thermostat, because what happens is I get really, really hot when I'm giving a BioTouch session. You know, not everybody does, but I start getting this heat that comes, you know, in my fingertips. And it's funny because when I tried the other method of healing and I wanted to bring heat into my fingertips and they remained cold, the irony is now I don't even try and I get so hot. And the heat, sometimes the person that I'm working on, we call them recipients. The recipient will say, "Wow, you're burning me." And the heat will go up my arms and I'm just like a hot mess. And so, you know, I want to keep turning the thermostat down at the center. And, of course, everybody else is cold. And so, yeah, he and I got into it one day at the center. Yeah, we had a tiff, didn't we?
That's funny.
He's a brother I never had. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. I want to talk a little bit about Curtis's testimonial. I thought that was really powerful when I read it. It gave me chills. It touched me. I actually really resonated with it as well. So how did BioTouch help Curtis? And guys, Curtis is just a living example. Curtis is a reflection of all of us. We all have Curtis within us. How did BioTouch help him?
Paul, you want to take that one or you want me?
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, the short of that story is he was blind.
Right.
He had a disease. I can't even remember the name of it.
Retinitis pigmentosa.
That was it. And he'd been blind for quite a few years. And, and he came into the center, and we just worked on him doing this light touch.
Wow.
The short of the story is one day he's looking in a mirror, he's shaven, and he looks in the mirror, and all of a sudden he sees this image that sort of scared him, and it was himself. He was being driven to the center one time, and he actually had moments of perfect vision of the trees and the mountains. It's sort of like an amazing story of a blind man who began to see with just a light touch, and he wrote out his testimonial, which Deborah put the whole thing in the book.
Yeah. Even you just speaking that gave me chills from my head to my toes. I'm telling you, like when I read that testimonial, I you have to ask yourself, and I'm hands down am a firm believer in the power of healing with the energetic body. But for the collective community of our planet, it might be hard for some people to walk off that plank of thinking that, well, yes, through the power of a touch, you can, you know, cure a blind man, cure blindness, at least momentarily, and subject it over time through more healing and through more attention to healing his disease, which caused blindness. He was able to see again. I mean, to hear that is shocking, right? To hear that at first, you're like, come on. But then after you really read it and start to understand the science behind it and start to understand how it makes perfect sense, and that's just the way that things work, and we just haven't tapped into this, you know, knowledge and power that's just lying dormant within us at all times. That's all this is. It's just we just haven't opened our eyes to the knowledge yet. Just same thing with, you know, just like the internet wasn't around 30 years ago, 25 years ago. Well, hey, it is now, and people 30 years ago never would have thought that there would have been a platform for the global community to collectively connect on. So just like finding new ways of healing, curing blindness through the touch of focused energy is mind-boggling, to say the least. And it will reshape the way that people understand their own health. That's just what it comes down to. That's why I just love Curtis's testimonial. And guys, there's many, many more testimonials that speak about how powerful this healing practice is.
Right.
So this
yeah,
is...
One was,
oh,
was,
yeah, please, Paul.
One
yeah.
was like my mother, you know, who... They basically killed her on the operating table. They said if she lived, she'd be a vegetable.
Oh, my gosh.
And the short of that story is 6 months later, she was walking on a beach with us just from doing BioTouch.
And
that was working right along the whole medical system. So it was a wow. good example of when I really came to the awareness of this is something everybody needs, because those situations are usually very helpless to us as individuals.
Yeah.
And even though I didn't expect anything to really cure her, at least I had something I could do in a usually helpless situation. And the amazing story was it not only helped her, she was walking on a beach where they said she'd be a vegetable.
So it's
the power that everybody has within themselves to help a loved one and help ourselves and not just feel helpless all the time.
That is so beautiful. You know, one of my questions was... you know, have you used this technique on family members? And the fact that, you know, she also was, you know, enduring the Western side of medicine and still came to BioTouch and was able to walk on the beach with you guys when the Western doctors had declared that she would be a vegetable is another example of how, you know, we don't understand what these, you know, big pharmaceutical companies or even, you know, and I'm not putting anyone down. I'm just saying there's another way of doing it. You know, I'm just saying there's a better way of doing it, and you guys have cracked the code. Just want to let everybody know, there's a couple websites that I want you guys to check out, and I'll tell you once again. You know, in a couple minutes once we hit the conclusion of the show. But, you know, justtouch.com. You want to find out more about the book, pick up the book, justtouch.com. You can also check out Deborah's personal website. That's Debra, and her last name, Schildhouse. That's Deborah Childhouse. That's correct, indeed. I'm just butchering your name today. I'm just Childhouse. So, Deborah Childhouse, excuse me.
Yes.
That's just for the listeners. Debra Schildhouse. Deborah Childhouse. And you know what? That's kind of cool. It's like you are like a shield. You're like the shield. That's kind of cool. Like like your energy is kind of like the house of shield. Like you're like this beaming, like light, loving person that houses this shielding energy. That's really cool. Hey, everything.
I love it. Thank you.
Very
I love
good.
That.
I love it. It was in perfect alignment. You were meant to have the name. So, we are coming to the conclusion of the show, but there's one there's one more question that I had for you guys, and then I'm going to go through everything just once more time to review with the listeners. What is the wow factor?
Oh, Paul, you take that one.
The wow factor is. You're talking about change of consciousness.
Yes.
And I actually went to a conference once where there was this, I don't know if he's a physicist, neurologist, anyhow, and he didn't just like spiritual principles about change of consciousness. So he actually documented where does consciousness, how do you change consciousness? What's the real spirit and mind connection? And he said what happens is you change in the deepest seat of consciousness whenever you've had that wow factor in your life.
Yes.
And he said, at that time, we had a booth set up out in this conference, and he said, so if you really want to experience the wow factor, you all need to go out there and have those people do that touch technique on you.
Wow.
And I was amazed because in the 25 years I've been doing it, I can do it in the middle of a mall, at the Safeway, in a bar.
Wow.
And I can do just a couple of little techniques in that situation on somebody. And across the board, the one thing that everybody experiences, they sort of open their eyes after maybe 3 to 5 minutes, and they all go, wow.
Wow.
And so...
yep.
So,
yep.
So what that guy was saying is, and what you're saying and what you're working with your listeners about is, you know, it can be real simple to change in the deepest seat of our consciousness, and we don't really even have to try.
Yeah.
But if we just reach out and try something simple like this, and if we all start getting that wow factor, oh, it'll create a chain that'll just go on forever.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
I promise that was, I did not do that on purpose. I promise that was genuine. That honestly, Deborah and Paul, you guys have been, to say the least, inspiring. Just you guys have changed the way that I understand my ability to heal myself, heal my loved ones, and you know, most importantly, tap into that higher me, tap into that greater me that is dormant within all of us and is just waiting to be activated. Listeners, you guys got to do us a favor. Go to justtouch.com, JustTouch.com. You can learn everything about BioTouch. You can pick up the book. Just, you got to do it. BioTouch, healing with the power in your fingertips. Deborah Shieldhouse. I love that name. I really, really do. It's so true. Deborah, Paul, you guys have been absolutely amazing. I have no words to express the true unconditional love, appreciation, and overall compassion that I have in my heart for you guys and everything that you do. You know, also, you guys got to make sure to check out, once again, at BioTouch on Twitter. You can follow them. You could go to the Vibration Station Twitter, check them out. We just made a post about them. There's just nothing but good vibes coming from these two beautiful, aligned individuals.
Thank you so much, Dave, for having us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dave, you're awesome, and I hope you learn it, and let us know how we can help you, too.
I absolutely will. Thank you guys so much. Deborah and Paul, thank you for changing the world, and thank you for putting your energy into something that really does raise the vibration of this humanity and collective consciousness. I love you both very, very much, and I'm really looking forward to speaking with you guys in the future.
We would love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys. For any questions, make sure to call 800-473-3812. That's the BioTouch number. You can also email them for membership, shop, classes. You can email office@justtouch.com. Also, as you guys know, here on the Vibration Station, all the love, light, happiness, joy, abundance, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Make sure to follow us on Twitter. That's at Good Vibration Station. Love you guys so much, and we will see you next Sunday. Bye-bye.